Americans will buy about 35 million TVs this year. Japan's Sony and Korea's Samsung are two of the biggest brands. Right up there with the big guys is a company here in California called Vizio. But the upstart doesn't manufacture anything in the U.S. NPR's Wendy Kaufman explains.
Vizio has made its mark as the low-priced value brand. It was at the right place, at the right time, with the right idea. Back in 2001, Vizio's three founders had a company that was making computer monitors. But co-founder Ken Lowe says the trio was looking for the next big thing.
We thought that flat panel TVs look really nice, you know, but a plasma TV, 42-inch at that time, was about $8,000. And we thought, wow, that's too rich for us.
Lowe and the others thought, we know how these things are made. They shouldn't cost that much. They worked their connections in the manufacturing world in Asia and created a 42-inch plasma TV that retailed for less than half the going price.
And at that time, we called ourselves a disruptive company because the price was so much lower than the competition.
Lowe, now Vizio's head of engineering, says their TV sold briskly, and the company was soon producing well-priced products under its own name. Today, it's among the top three sellers of TVs to U.S. consumers. Industry analyst Paul Gagnon calls Vizio's rise very surprising.
They've managed to kind of, you know, capture lightning in a bottle. Quick-moving, aggressive, highly focused company.
So right now, the guys here, they're making...
Vizio's Ken Lowe leads us inside a very dark room at company headquarters in Orange County, California, where technicians are measuring and tweaking their TVs against internal benchmarks and against a TV from a leading competitor. Vizio had the foresight to jump into the market just as the industry was converting from old technology to digital TVs. That meant all the manufacturers were, to some degree at least, starting from square one. But while the established firms had large legacy costs, Vizio did not.
We're like outsourcing on steroids, right? So there's myself here and a few other engineers. That's it for Vizio.
Lowe says only about 130 people work at the company headquarters, a couple of dozen more in another U.S. facility. All the manufacturing, along with the detailed design work, is done primarily in Asia.
I specify exactly what picture performance I require, and then I get this team of engineers to sit down and work out all the circuitry to make that happen. I always like to say I've got like 1,000 engineers work for me, but they're all paid by another company in Asia.
He chuckles a bit as he says this, but adds, building TVs in the U.S. would require a huge capital investment, and right now at least, Vizio isn't about to make it. The company buys the flat panels, the major components in TVs, directly from the suppliers, sometimes the very same suppliers that make panels for more expensive brands. Because Vizio sells so many sets, it has the clout to negotiate good prices on the parts it buys. There's yet another factor in the value-price equation.
That's a great deal.
It's here in retail stores. From the very beginning, Vizio sold its TVs through Costco outlets like this one in Seattle, and at Sam's Club, Walmart, and more recently Target. Those retailers generally work on smaller profit margins, and that's helped to keep Vizio's prices low. Paul Gagnon of the market research firm Display Search says there's no question that Vizio has been instrumental in driving down the cost of digital TVs.
Vizio has made a lot of big companies blink.
At first, the well-established leaders didn't pay that much attention to the new company. But Gagnon says as Vizio began selling lots of TVs with premium features and low prices, the industry giants had to respond. They did, cutting their prices and putting new pressure on Vizio. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.